Working for God by Rita Morrow. Some days it can be tough to get out of bed. It feels so nice and cozy and warm under those covers. But alas, the day is calling. God is calling us to the front lines to do the work that He has put us here to do. We are His and He's created us to further His kingdom. Ephesians 2:10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. God works in our lives and does wonderful, amazing things. As long as we live here on this earth, there will always be difficulties we have to face. We have a loving God who is right there with us. Isaiah 41:13. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. He takes care of us and takes us through each day, never letting go. We get up and we get moving because we are focused on working for God. Whatever obstacles may get in our way, we prepare ourselves for the work He's laid in front of us to do. And we persevere through it all, knowing we are doing it for God. When we ask God to come into our lives and be in control, our story evolves into a beautifully written masterpiece. Placing each day in His hands assures me that I am taken care of. No matter what the day holds, I am going to get tired, I will be frustrated at times, and my body will ache a little bit. But I know that all these things are worth going through when God is holding me up. I am working for the one who created me. I am working to honor Him. I may struggle and complain, but when I step back and think of all the wonderful blessings in my life, and I realize just how much God has sacrificed for me, my heart overflows with gratitude. So I will crawl out from under these warm covers, which He allowed me to have, and I will prepare to face the day and do the work that He has called me to do. And I will do it with gratitude and love, knowing He is walking by my side. Colossians 3:23-24, English Standard Version. Whatever you do, work heartily, as for the Lord, and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. Romans 12:10-12, English Standard Version. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Colossians 3:17, English Standard Version. And whatever you do, in work or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Have a blessed day.